In episode number 14 of the Lacrosse Strength Podcast, we have Doug Gizzi from ZoneReady.net.
This is the Lacrosse Strength Podcast.
Okay, today I'm here with Doug Gizzi from ZoneReady.net. And Doug, thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Why don't you give me a little bit of your background as far as where have you been and how you've developed your style of training?
Okay, I guess, you know, I like to start off just as a former athlete, you know, just kind of got a passion for, hey, how do I always get better? And had always sought out help of how to improve my athleticism I was a football player, so how do I become a better football player? And typically with football, most of the time is training. You only get to play for a small part of the year. Not like lacrosse where you get to be able to play that sport year round. But first, kind of got an interest in the whole training and how to improve just from my own experience. And then when I went on in college, kind of continued that experience of kind of always seeking help, whether from the strength and conditioning staff. I started off at the Air Force Academy, and then other individuals in the area to help me improve. And then then my sophomore year, I transferred to the University of Colorado where I studied kinesiology because I just had a passion and kind of wanted to learn the whole science behind all this great training I was going through. And at the University of Colorado, kind of got involved with the strength and conditioning staff there, working with the varsity athletics. So that was kind of my beginnings of getting into training. And then after graduating college, started my own business, went back to Ohio and started working with a bunch of different younger athletes and came out here to California to join up with my brother where we started Zone Ready. And yeah, kind of just, we continue to work with the athletes in all different sports, as well as even some in the private sector, you know, a lot of different stuff with pain management, helping people get out of pain and almost the end stage rehab with the general population. But our heart and soul is in working with the athletes and kind of what's unique. We do the one-on-one with athletes, but a lot of times we work with teams and different organizations and as a way of coaching the coaches of becoming how to implement different things into their programs.
Mm-hmm. Do you work mostly out of a facility or, like you said, working with teams, do you just go out to different places?
Yeah, we're definitely a mobile company. We do use a facility when we are in town in Southern California, but we are definitely a mobile company, which is unique. And definitely our web page is kind of where we communicate to a lot of different teams we work with. And different events. We do a lot of the Nike football and lacrosse camps that we just wrapped up the lacrosse camps this past, yesterday was the last one at University of Virginia. But yeah, we like to even say we are hired coaching mercenaries away.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, when you go to these camps, are you providing tips and drills or is it warm up or how are you utilized during these camps?
Okay, the Nike Elite Lacrosse camps, kind of how we set the, how we're involved is just with the whole sport of lacrosse, you know, they want to emphasize, hey, the athleticism part of it, as well as a lacrosse specific skill set. So when we come in, we provide the content, such as the first part of the camp is, all right, hey, let's put the kids through a circuit. You know, we set up like six different stations, mm-hmm. focusing on different athletic traits such as power, speed, agility, reaction. And we kind of create the whole program and are there to also coach, explain the drills, as well as, more importantly, explain the concept we're trying to get out of these drills so there's a better transfer to the sport of lacrosse. You know, when it comes to now the lacrosse part, you know, that's where we take a step aside and let the lacrosse coaches and staff they have on hand to teach the kids with all their stick movement and their badges specifically. But yeah, we're more involved in preparing the general athleticism of the lacrosse players for these camps.
Okay. Now, from what I can tell, yeah, your website is almost set up in a way that these kids can get a taste for what you're doing at your camp, but then go on to the website and carry it on from there. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. And that's, you know, always what we're trying to establish and continue to improve on is, you know, we want to provide a leave behind. You know, a lot of times, like, you go to these camps, clinics, you know, you have that rah-rah effect, like, oh my God, this is awesome. And then that night, you're like, oh, I forgot what we did, or, okay, now where do I go from here? This was so cool, but how do I continue on? And, you know, we want to use this website as, hey, here's a bunch of different drills, and also provide the program, the expertise of, hey, here's a quick program, an example of, I know for lacrosse, we have like an example 9-week program up that a kid can follow and, you know, kind of get a feel of, all right, here's how you fit in all this, this different training ideas into one workout, you know, such as here's how to do the weightlifting, the speed, agility. And for lacrosse kids, they need to stay sharp with their sticks. So how you put it all into a workout that you can get done in an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you, the website, again, zoneready.net, it's outstanding. The site itself, I've looked at a ton of sites, and I've looked at a ton of different information, and a lot of the strength and conditioning information that's out there, and my site included, really just puts out information on a particular point, a particular exercise, or, you know, this is my thought of the day, that kind of thing. But you guys, yeah, you really have a full program out there, very detailed. It's rare to have that much information out there on a website. So I think you guys are doing a great job on that.
I appreciate it. And yeah, well, and, you know, I think that's what we even tell a lot of kids is, hey, here's, you know, we're providing our side of things. And, you know, what I tell kids all the time is, man, be as many coaches as you can. I mean, that's what I did as a player. And, right, you know, you get such great information from every coach. And, you know, each coach specializes in one specific area, or they will coach you a little bit better, this aspect. And, you know, that's what we always tell kids is, like, yeah, just continue to go out, fill your brain with great knowledge from, you know, all these different professional organizations or professional coaches out there. I mean, we're definitely in a field that is growing, and there's a lot of great individuals out there that, you know, they have stuff to teach, and definitely take advantage of everything you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. How did you guys get focused in on lacrosse? I you know, being out in California, you know, obviously it's an up and coming sport out there, but I know there's a ton of talent out there as well. But you know, it isn't necessarily as established as it is on the East Coast. How did you guys start to take lacrosse and weave it into your business?
Okay. You know, yeah, when we got, with the Nike camps, like one or ESPN Rise, they're an organization that actually set up the whole events. And Brett Hughes worked for ESPN Rise when he was part of the LA Riptide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we got to meet him, and, you know, he was interested in learning some stuff we were doing, and we began to train him. And Kyle Harrison was his roommate. And, you know, so he began to tag along, seeing what we were doing. And, you know, so really, not so much we were seeking to work with lacrosse specifically. We kind of keep our doors open for all athletes, and right, almost in a way it just happened with Brett and Kyle, their search for getting some performance training led them to us. And as we began to work with them, got to learn more about lacrosse, and, you know, kind of enjoyed really the sport almost kind of for ourselves, being exposed to it for the first time too. And like, oh, what a great sport it is. And, you know, began to devote more time to it. And, you know, just with how fast the sport's growing, definitely kids are looking to get improve their performance, their athleticism for the sport. So it, in a way, kind of began to grow from that experience.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've worked with Brett and Kyle, and they're both outstanding guys. We were all together on the Pride years back. You couldn't ask for two better guys, two nicer guys, yeah. Two guys more giving of their time. So I'm sure their background and their expertise kind of helped out as well as far as putting together programs, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, and it's always great when you have those guys that, you know, to bounce ideas off of. And, you know, that's what even with the coach-athlete relationship is, you know, they're able to explain, like, hey, here's situations I'm in the game, or here's what I felt, and you're able to, you know, tweak various exercises that, you know, make it more specific for lacrosse, but, you know, still with all sports, when it comes to the fundamentals, general athleticism, it's the same. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to move multi-directions, got to be able to stop and go, and, you know, you may... For lacrosse, you spend a little more time with the change of direction and, of course, the rotational element. But, yeah, definitely those guys are, you know, they're pros for a reason. They're able to articulate, you know, what they need and what they have to get done. And, you know, those are two guys that, you know, definitely bring their lunch pails to work every day. And, you know, I think that's always something neat to, you know, tell kids because they, you know, of course, see the Kyle Harrison, Brett Hughes, you know, on game day, the college highlights, but, you know, those are two guys that every day, you know, they're working. And, you know, it's funny. I always tell kids, like, yeah, I see Kyle, you know, before we're working out, he's throwing his ball against the wall, you know, working on his stick. And, you know, those guys keep doing it. And, you know, so, hey, for a young kid, you need to get those reps in because those guys are doing it every day. When they're even veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you tell me some of the different things that go into your program that might be a little bit different for lacrosse versus let's say soccer or football? I mean, I got to think most of the strength work, like you were saying before, is very, very similar. But as far as specific drills, what do you utilize that's more for lacrosse than anybody else?
Okay, you know, I think with the first thing, with lacrosse, you know, we want to emphasize you need to get your stick time in. And we want to put a part in the workout that, hey, this is for you to fill in, you know, doing your stick drills or work with your coach on your lacrosse specific. You know, that's a high-level skill sport, and we want to make sure we're training within the off-season. And knowing the reason we're doing an off-season program is to get you better at the sport of lacrosse, and by neglecting your stick skills, you know, just by focusing in on all the off-season strength, speed training, you know, you're giving yourself a disadvantage. So we want to put a part in that, hey, this is your lacrosse stick time. You know, work with a lacrosse coach or your high school coach, you know, to get the drills put into the program. So, you know, we leave a space for that. Now, in terms of general athleticism, definitely focus, you know, we even use the term 360 degree speed, meaning a lacrosse player, you got to run forward at angles, you got to rotate. And so we try to incorporate a lot of different agility drills that, incorporate all those elements, whether, you start off sprinting and then you need to, get into a crossover run, and then reverse pivot, you know, so trying to set drills up for how a player might move on the field.
And you do this part of your warm up?
You know, for that would be more, I guess, yeah, to get into like a warm up. We'll typically stick with a dynamic warm up. So
okay,
we'll start off with a general kind of skipping to kind of get the body warmed up and get into a lot of lunges.
Okay.
Before side lunges. And as we get out of the warm up, we get kind of into the, I guess we'll say, the more activation part, or we'll even put into the speed element, the movement training, that now we'll get into the agility training. So, yeah, first we'll definitely get the warm-up in before we start putting the guys in hyper speed. And then from there, we'll typically then go into the weight room and, you know, move some weight around and then, of course, finish with a cool down. But yet, we like with lacrosse players utilizing a medicine ball. You know, I think it's a great tool. You know, not only we almost like to keep the ball, the weight of the ball light, you know, mostly like around 6 pounds or the 3 kilogram ball. And, you know, so they can really explosively move it and work on their feet and feel the transfer of their weight from 1 foot to the next. And, you know, really emphasize the technique, try to give the little cues as they're doing the movement, you know, like rather than telling a kid, hey, go faster, try to tell them like, okay, hey, try to look at doing this as you run. You know, so actually adaptations occurring and the kid understands, okay, oh, here's how I get faster. And now they can begin to work on that technique and get their reps in.
Okay. Oh boy, that sounds great. You know, I love the term 360 degree speed. You got to copyright that.
Yeah, it's kind of looking to that.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what you're looking for. That's you know, very concise. That's exactly what everybody's looking to get. I just haven't heard that term, but it's perfect as far as, you know, what we're all trying to get accomplished. The last time I had a chance to speak to Kyle, I might have got an email from him. I can't remember. But anyway, he was talking about a DVD that you guys were putting together. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. We finished up a DVD, and, you know, with Kyle, you know, a lot of times with training, we'll pull the camera out and start filming things. Just so, you know, it's great for Kyle. You know, he's definitely a visual learner. I mean, when he's training, he's pretty deep focus. It's, you know, I'm sure you remember, Pete, you know, when you get to work with him, I mean, he buckles down and he's focused. And, you know, so a lot of times when he started to gain appreciation as we were teaching these little, I guess the finer detail stuff with movement, and he's like, all right, you know, he wanted to see it. So we began to film it, and, you know, we began to talk like, oh, you know, we're getting all this great footage of you, actually working out, like, you know, we should compile it and put it into a DVD, you know, because I know Kyle, he gets asked all the time, as well as we're beginning to like, oh, you know, what are some drills I can do? So we kind of took this raw footage of Kyle working out and, you know, cleaned it up, and, you know, put in the voiceover instructions and kind of compiled a DVD of, you know, I think we almost have about 90 different exercises on it, you know, kind of just got Kyle, you know, stuff that he's actually doing in his off season, you know, so nothing like where it was a studio production and like, hey Kyle, let's have you do this drill and, you know, we'll put it on the DVD. It's actually stuff he's doing. And what we did, we just put all these different drills on a DVD, you know, kind of separated into different categories, such as a dynamic warm up, quickness training, the 360 degree speed training, linear speed training, the strength training, flexibility, core work. And then from that, so these kids, they're going to get, whoever coaches get this DVD, they have all these different exercises. And now through our website, we're going to create different programs. So now a kid coach can go and, all right, here's a program to follow. And now they have the drill, the demo on the DVD to go back to refresh their memory and to follow the program.
That's great. So it's almost like an encyclopedia, basically, right?
Yeah, I like that, the way you put it that way. Yeah, definitely an encyclopedia of great exercises. And, you know, even though we have a few drills of Kyle, actually now getting to some lacrosse specific stuff. Of course he focuses on a few different dodges, some drills he does to improve his dodging technique. And, you know, yeah, definitely want this DVD, you know, as an education, a tool for coaches and lacrosse players to use. Cause, you know, I think this sport's evolving where a lot of lacrosse players are getting, involved in training, and yeah, they might be following a program, or a coach has a program set up for the team, and it's, you know, kind of looking, oh, what's a, you know, what's another drill I can do? You know, so also where this DVD can supplement already existing program coach and a team's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said there's about 90 drills, is that correct?
Yeah, I think, yeah, we're just maybe a little shy of 90.
Wow, okay. So how did you get that? Is that, or at least how did you compile that? Was that like a you know, weeks of brainstorming, or is it, you know, just as you were going along, just kind of writing things down?
Yeah, you know, kind of a combination of both as we, you know, kind of looked at some of the film we had of Kyle. You know, of course, we wanted to get like the finer detail drills that, you know, that might get lost or be too confusing right now.
Right.
You know, kind of, okay, hey, let's put that in a different category, and that's something for maybe the future. But hey, let's get some quick, easy drills that, you know, some drills coaches are familiar with, but also try to, hey, find some creative drills that coaches, players haven't seen as of yet. And yeah, kind of just started to write down some drills and, you know, with it in mind, like, okay, we want to make, you know, some program workouts to go along with these drills. So, you know, we just can't focus all in on speed, you know, to make a complete program. We're going to need, you know, various, you know, strength training exercises, you know, injury prevention, core work, and, you know, so kind of, yeah, it was just a list that continued to grow. And, you know, as we began to put it together, you know, you realize, like, wow, we have all these exercises down, and yeah, let's go with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of, yeah, we kind of stumbled, like, with getting all these exercises and also kind of some planning with, okay, hey, we need to get, you know, some plyometric drills on film to put on the DVD.
Okay. Man, that's great. This thing sounds awesome. Why don't you tell us where everybody can get this?
Okay. If you go to zoneready.net and go to our product store, it'll be in the Sport Ready section where you could order it online. But if you go to zoneready.net, you'll see a little ad right on the homepage, right next to the video player that you can click on that will take you to get the DVD.
Okay.
And yeah, from there you'll be able to then click on a link that, you know, to see the program. So even if you're looking like, okay, what type of programs, you know, you can look at the programs right now to see it. And you know, now through the DVD, you can see the actual demos. So, you know, definitely to get access to all the programs right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Like I said, I mean, we're able to get so much programming information off of your site. It's truly one of a kind. And then plus to have the DVD after, you know, as kind of a supplement to that program, just to give you some, you know, background and show you how to do the specific drills and show you how to do it properly. It's a lot better than, you know, trying to read it out of a book. I think you'll get all the nuances of each drill. So that sounds great.
I know that's one thing we try to do with the drill is make them quick hitters. As you go to the website, you see videos we have on the website. I mean, I think we might be around like 500 videos on our website right now in various locations. But, you know, try to keep them quick. So, you know, it's something you can quickly watch. And rather than spending minutes at a time watching a video, you can get a quick hitter of the exercise and, you know, take it to the field right away. And try to give some great pointers with how to do the exercise or to get the most out of it.
Okay. Well, that's great. Listen, Doug, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, Dee. I mean, I love, as I've been checking out your website with when you first reached out to me, I love everything you're doing and, you know, these podcasts. are great. And I think, yeah, the more information as you're able to get from us, from other coaches, it's great for the lacrosse players out there. And, it's great. That's one thing we were just, as we finished up these Nike Elite lacrosse camps, like this was the third year we finished it. And, it's amazing to see how much better the kids are getting with their athleticism. And that's throughout the whole country. You're seeing even in your neck of the woods, the East Coasters, they're pretty getting sharp with their speed and their twitchiness, changing direction. So it's great to see that lacrosse players are getting on board and trying to become better players and better people for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I see exactly what you're talking about, just in my little neck of the woods and my little niche with my players. You're absolutely right. I mean, as things move along, kids are getting faster, stronger, more athletic as they move along. And I think what I'm starting to see now is I'm starting to see more respect towards the lacrosse players from non-lacrosse players. From football players who that's all they do is get in the weight room and just go bananas. Now they're starting to see the athleticism from the lacrosse players and getting a lot more respect from them recently.
Yep, and that's one thing. It's I wish I would have played lacrosse in high school. Because you definitely that's why I always encourage kids to play multiple sports. That's better than any training program you ever get into. If you're a football player out there, play lacrosse. Basketball player, play lacrosse. There's a lot of similarities with that, but with all the other sports throughout the year. So, I'm looking forward as this sport continues to grow. And, I think the caliber of the athletes is going to continue to grow, and lacrosse players are definitely going to be setting the new standard of athleticism out there.
Yeah, we hope so. So again, that's zoneready.net. Please go out there, go to their website, and check everything out, and buy the DVD. You can't go wrong with having a resource like that in your library. So Doug, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Pete.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Lacrosse Strength Podcast. If you listen to this through some sort of click-to-play option, thank you so much. But do consider subscribing to our show so that you have episodes delivered directly to you the moment they are released. You can find the Lacrosse Strength Podcast in the iTunes music directory or follow any of the subscription options at www.lacrossestrength.com.